It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst, Jack Lessenberry, with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. Threats of political retribution in Michigan. What's all this about the Koch brothers and their push to keep a state bailout for Detroit from happening, Jack?
Well, of course, we're talking about their organization, Americans for Prosperity, and their state director, Scott Hagerstrom, and the Koch brothers, who are sort of libertarian and inclined, are against pretty much, they're mainly against things. They're certainly against taxes, they're against help for cities, and they were hinting darkly, Mr. Hagerstrom was, that Republicans who voted for this might be hurt by them in succeeding elections. But their threat here was kind of toothless, I think. Partly the Tea Party, which is the main source of primary challengers, has declined markedly in the country and in Michigan, and it's too late for anybody to get on the primary ballot in August now in Michigan, and the Koch brothers aren't apt to tell people to vote for a liberal Democrat instead of some Republican. So, and who knows 2 or 4 years from now how people will be feeling. So I think this was a fairly impotent threat, and as we saw, it had little or no effect.
Well, J.P. Morgan Chase came to Detroit with a big cash-encrusted flourish this week. To do what exactly, Jack?
Well, this is $100 million that would be invested over 5 years in Detroit in various ways. And it sounds big, and from the standpoint of most of us, if we're not professional baseball players, $100 million is a lot of money. But given Detroit's problems and spread out over 5 years, it's nice, but it may not make a material difference. Chase has gotten criticized for their role in some of the activity that helped lead Detroit into bankruptcy. And it's also indicated as a sign that they believe Detroit is worth investing in. You see this sometimes dating back to the Great Depression, that to shore things up, big financial houses will invest someplace. So it's nice, but given the nature of Detroit's problems, $100 million over 5 years is not likely to be a major game changer.
Well, Michiganders are grumpy because we're tired of crummy roads tearing up our cars. But Democrats in Lansing this week said they are opposed to an increase in the state's gas tax to help pay for road funding. Why, Jack?
Well, they're moaning a bit because they say the gas tax would fall disproportionately on poor people, that poor people have to buy gas just as do rich people, and they would end up paying a higher percentage of their income. I think on the part of Democrats, it might be a bit short-sighted. Republicans originally wanted to raise the sales tax, which is much more discriminatory in its proportional punishment of the poor, and the sales tax increase would even punish people who don't drive. But in any event, if the Republicans are united in both houses, they can pass anything they want to, and my guess would be that when all this is said and done, any bill fixing the roads will get a lot of bipartisan support.
Hey, Jack, thanks again, and enjoy your weekend.
Avoid potholes, Rena.